This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fashion Month wraps up in Paris this week, and so much of what's shown on the runway will never be sold, much less sold secondhand. But here on Fashion Earth, resale, as it's called, is being embraced by the clothing industry. A new report from ThredUp, that's a resale clothing website, predicts the market for secondhand clothes will double in the next 5 years, maybe $77 billion. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Nicole DePaw in Jacksonville, Florida, loves thrifting. There are the financial reasons.
I've got kids, so they grow like weeds.
The environmental ones.
It's not going in a landfill. It's not being forgotten in somebody's attic.
And the sheer thrill of the hunt.
You're flipping through the racks and you come upon some like designer pair of jeans and they're like $5 and they would be like $100 retail. And you get that little adrenaline rush.
ThredUp president Anthony Marino says these are the main reasons why secondhand shopping is growing. According to ThredUp's report, a third of consumers care more about shopping sustainably than they did before the pandemic.
They had a little bit more time to look at all the stuff literally seeping out of their closets, all the clothing they don't wear.
He says resale is growing the most among younger shoppers. Most people spend about $20 per item. Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says resale makes up only about 5% of the apparel market. But
it is growing faster than apparel certainly is growing, and it's growing faster than the retail industry is growing. It's even growing faster than e-commerce.
That's enough to convince clothing stores to get in on the trend. ThredUp and Madewell recently opened a pop-up shop in Brooklyn that sells secondhand Madewell clothes, and Lululemon, Levi's, and Patagonia have created their own resale and buyback programs. Most of these brands push the sustainability angle on their websites. But Kadali says we still don't know that much about the environmental impact of resale.
When somebody puts something in a FedEx box and sends it on a plane across the country, like I do question how environmentally sustainable that is.
There are always local options like thrift stores and garage sales. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.